He says the commuter culture is doomed. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
So these car-oriented cities, the bill is now starting to come due.
As gas prices go up and as Congress continues to dither over the cost of maintaining the nation's highways, Thomas Fisher, dean of the University of Minnesota's Design College, says we are simply seeing the natural consequences of America's car culture.
People are certainly free to live out in remote areas, but the idea that we have to continually extend all of this infrastructure that we can't afford out to them is simply not affordable anymore.
So just tell them to build their own roads?
Well, we used to have a lot of dirt roads and a lot of gravel roads in this country. And frankly, I think we're going to have to go back to a lot of that.
But it won't be a bad thing, he says. In fact, some of the healthiest people live in places like Manhattan because they can walk everywhere they need to go. Less obesity, less asthma, fewer auto accidents. And this change won't be forced on us by government, but by the market. It's the only way to compete with countries that don't spend anywhere near as much on commuting.
We're going to move from an old model to actually living, working, and making in a much closer proximity to each other.
And to people who say that you'll take away my car once you pry the steering wheel from my cold, dead fingers, what do you say to them?
I'll say that you probably are going to increasingly be working in a way where you're not even going to need your car because you're not going to be commuting.
Thomas Fisher, dean of the College of Design, University of Minnesota, in the Twin Cities, where they are not letting the freeways return to gravel, but they are covering them with parks. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.